Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Julie Wera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Musil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to third for the out. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski strikes out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lazzari. Falk moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk scores. Clancy moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards third. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. 1 out. Julie Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field. Musel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Musel. McCurdy moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Julie Wera. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst strikes out. One out. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Pascal reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs is hit by the pitch. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pascal scores. Combs moves to third. Koenig moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCurdy for a passed ball. Combs is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Combs scores. Koenig moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Koenig scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gazella now playing third base. Pat Collins now catching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella strikes out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Mo Berg. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.